opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love, because nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Good morning, everybody. Happy New Year to everybody. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Brand new year, full of promise and potential. So today I'm going to be talking a little bit, just talking about how we can get closer to God and just kind of what's on his heart in all of this. I know many things go through our mind when we think about trying to get closer to God. But hopefully today I can encourage you that this is actually his idea, not our idea, and he really wants to do most of the work. Amen? So let me just start us off with prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Well, Heavenly Father, we love you. Prayer alarm. Heavenly Father, we just love you so much. We thank you for your great love for us. Lord, I'm just mindful that our little calendars that are so important to us in so many ways don't mean a hill of beans to you. You've seen so many millennium come and go. You have no beginning and no end. So our little calendar, and we turned that page a few days ago, you're not impressed by it. Lord, you never change. You're always faithful. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. And so today, Lord, as we get into your word, as we worship you, as we fellowship with each other, we pray for your presence. Would you please come and stir our hearts afresh with a fresh love for you, a fresh passion for you, just a real fresh infilling in our spirits, in our hearts, in our lives, so that we can just really enjoy you throughout this whole new year. Would you please bless our time together today, Lord? We ask this in Jesus' name, and we ask it because you promise it in your word. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. Well, good morning, everybody. If you would open your bulletin real quick, I just want to highlight a couple of things. So you can see right there at the top of the inside page on the left, we have prayer meeting. That's Monday, January 6th. That's tomorrow. So I just want to encourage all of you to come and pray. We got a brand new year, and if you're like me, you got several things on your heart that you'd really love to see God move on. And the Bible says that God commands his blessing on unity. And so when I can pray with you guys, my prayers are more powerful. And I want to encourage you with that. When you pray with the rest of us, when the family prays, we have more spiritual power than when we pray alone. Praying alone is awesome, but it's like God doubles our effort, doubles our investment when we pray together. He loves family. He loves unity. So tomorrow at 6:30, we have a ladies' Bible study coming up Saturday, January 11th. That's next Saturday. Next Sunday is going to be special. Pastor Travis will be back. He's going to be sharing on Sunday morning. I know. Isn't that awesome? I'm excited to see him and hear him again. And I had somebody come up to me and just mention that, you know, when I first announced Travis was going to be here sharing, and they're like, yay! And then they wondered if they had hurt my feelings. And I was like, didn't hurt my feelings either. I was yelling too. So, I mean, Travis is a son of the house, period. He's a son in this family. That's how I always look at him. He serves down in Sturgis. He lives in Vicksburg. He up. But he'll always be a son in this house. So anytime he's here, we're blessed. So I want to encourage you to invite friends and relatives, neighbors, associates, enemies, anybody. Next Sunday is going to be good, because Travis is going to be talking about, like, one of the ministries they have here is prayer encounters, which is just a fancy way of saying we believe in prayer and we believe in the Holy Ghost. That's really what it is. So Pastor Travis is going to be talking about how through the power of prayer and through someone helping you, just to encourage you and show you a few scriptures, each one of us can hear the Holy Spirit for ourselves. Each one of us. And I know there's whole denominations that are based on one guy that can hear God, and then he gives instructions for the whole thing. That is not scripture. That ain't Bible. That ain't truth. God says he'll speak to each one of us like sons and daughters. And so what a prayer encounter does, and it joins our faith with someone else's faith, and they pray with us, they pray for us, they ask us questions, and they literally encourage and teach us how to hear the Holy Spirit to help us respond to those questions. So Travis is going to be talking about that next Sunday. And then after, in the afternoon, there's going to be a training session for people that are already part of the care ministry or want to be part of it, want to try to start helping people that may have wounds or addictions or you name it. A prayer encounter, a time of prayer here in the Holy Ghost will literally help you to lay down any and all baggage from your past. And I'm pretty sure all of us have baggage. So some of us have the big old giant steamer trunks that, you know, like you used to take across Atlantic. Some of us just have a little kind of knapsack you can hitch on your shoulder. But there's always junk that either from our choices or other people's choices that have kind of balled us up inside. And a prayer encounter smooths all that stuff out and brings healing. So I just want to encourage you, think about it and invite people for next week. It's going to be an awesome week. So game night is Friday, January 17th. We had a great time on December 31st. We had a prayer time and worship time and fun game night all on the last day of last year. And so we played some game back there. It was really cool. Jake taught us all how to gamble right at church. So that was kind of cool. I'm really blessed because, you know, God has made me kind of like obsessive compulsive. A little bit. And so I'm always all in. So you guys will be just happy to know that I lost tremendously the whole time. I was broke like several times. They kept giving me chips. I kept burning through them. So you're safe. I'll never go to a casino. Just won't ever happen. There's no draw for me. So, and last thing I want to point out is fellowship room work date. That is only 2 weeks from yesterday. So we're all going to come in. We're going to start working on that fellowship room. You may have noticed, if you've been here many times, if you've been here for a few years, you'll know that a lot of this family, our time together spent in that room over there. So we want to give that an update. We're going to start out by painting it And then the next thing is we're going to put a drop ceiling in there with special acoustical panels to get rid of all the echo in there. Your hearing might not be as bad as mine, but I'm tortured when I'm in there trying to hear people because background music just kind of wipes out foreground music. And so we're going to paint it, we're going to do acoustical panels, new lighting, and eventually get new carpet in there. So that all starts 2 weeks from yesterday. So if you can do this, Karate Kid, right? Wax on, wax off, all that stuff. If you can do that, you can help out. There'll be a few other things we'll do, so I just want to invite you to come in, hang out with the family. We'll get some work done. It's going to be a great day. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you again. We just thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. We're so blessed. Lord, I just thank you how warm this church is right now. The lights are all working. Lord, all of us are in here expecting to hear something from you, to be touched by you today. And so, Lord, part of our faith being real to us is that we intentionally give back to you. And not just in our money, we also give our time and our talents to you, Lord. So right now, at this time, we just want to give back to you what you've already given to us. And Lord, we ask that you would bless the resources that were given to you. We're given by faith, Lord, that you're going to do something with this money. We're not just paying bills with it. We're trying to do something of your kingdom right here in Newhall. So Lord, we're going to give this money back to you in faith that these dollars that I could have spent somewhere else, I'm going to give to you and you're going to spend on your kingdom and you're going to glorify your name and you're going to heal broken lives with this money. Would you please give us strategies and plans and connections to be able to do that now, Lord. It seems like a simple thing to put money in a basket as it goes by. And Lord, we want to make it an amazing, powerful thing of kingdom that goes past what a human budget can do or a human hand with good intentions can do, Lord. We're giving back to you. We ask for your blessing on it. And Lord, I just thank you for the spirit of giving that's in this church. I thank you that we're a church that loves to give. We give to each other, we give to the community, we give to you, and we love doing all of it. So, Lord, would you please bless the givers that are given to you today? Would you please bless their lives, bless their families, bless their relationships, Lord? Bless everything they're putting their hands to and everyone that carries their DNA. Would you please do that? Make a distinction between the people that have faith in you and the people that don't by glorifying your name and blessing them. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, if you'd like to come up after the baskets go past you, that would be great.
Good morning, everyone. Are you ready for this new year?
Amen.
Okay, everybody, as you stand up, before you stand up, sit down. I want you to think of one thing that's been in your mind, not that I want to lose weight or this or that. I want you to take the time right now and ask God, one thing that I can take a step of faith in this year and you will work it out. So everybody, ask the Holy Spirit, what's that word right now? And once you have that, stand up. Take that stand of faith. And we're going to depend on God and have the faith that he will move in this next year in your life. Amen. We're going to start out with an old hymn, but we will pick it up. It's called The Solid Rock. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Let's sing that again. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is
We will wait upon the Lord, our God.
wait in your presence. I just pray, Lord, that our minds would be clear to hear from you. As we start this new year, you already have plans that have been laid out for each and every one of us from before we were born. Lord, I just pray that we would set our hearts on that, on the plans that you have for each and every one of us. Lord, as we come to this new year, let us stand up and walk in the way that you want us to go. Let us be listening to you, Holy Spirit. You are always speaking and always abiding. I thank you for your presence, God. Thank you for this time to listen to you. Holy God, holy, holy God. I believe you are the way, the truth.
Circumstance.
Well, Father, today the theme seems to be for you to speak to us, for us to be able to hear you, to listen and to hear you. And so I pray for that right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I just agree with the prayers that have already gone forth. Would you help us to hear you? I just silence all self-talk in this place. I just tell you to be quiet and stop it. I silence all demonic voices, accusing spirits, lying spirits. I just tell you to shut up, stop it. And Lord, we all together, we just humbly submit ourselves to you. Your word says that you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. So Lord, we might be standing up on the inside, outside, but we're kneeling on the inside. We present our hearts to you. Would you please speak to us? Would you break chains that hold us back, that imprison us? Would you bring freedom to addictions that have imprisoned us? Would you bring healing to hearts that are hurt or broken? Would you bring healing to offenses and grudges and stuff? Lord, I talked about baggage a little bit ago, and I just pray that today would be a day that you set us free from baggage, that you help us to identify some of the stuff that we've been dragging around that we don't have to, that in Christ we can let go of our past and we can lay hold of our future. Holy Spirit, would you please bring that revelation knowledge? Would you reveal that to each one of us today? As I get in the Word and I share Scripture, Holy Spirit, would you translate? Would you interpret? Would you apply? Would you speak the very words of Christ to your precious saints, to the sons and daughters of the Most High God? So even as I'm talking, they're hearing, it might be me, but Lord, I pray more that they'd hear something from you today. Would you please do that? We praise you and we exalt you. Every song we sing, every verse, every sentence, every word is true. We love you and we praise you and we exalt you. May our lives point others to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Nice seeing you up there, Logan. Hey, you're going to get dad, aren't you? Well, the kids and the children's workers are released.